Sonia Feldhoff.
Weekdays from 1
on ABC Radio Adelaide.
Well, you know the story about Australia and whether we actually have electricity, whether we have kangaroos hopping down the streets, the city streets. You might poo-poo that picture of Australia, but today our own roving reporter Troy Sincock spotted something out of place when driving down Melbourne Street, North Adelaide.
A text which says, "I just saw a kangaroo crossing Hackney Road near the river. Watch out, folks," says Chris. Now, there's something you don't see every day. Troy Sincock is down at, where are you, Troy? Is it near Hackney Road?
Yes, that's exactly right, David. I could not believe it. I was travelling from Adelaide Botanic Gardens back to the radio station. There was me and about two other cars on the road. Yeah. So I'm heading north down Hackney Road towards Melbourne Street. I was almost there. And all of a sudden, a kangaroo bounds out of the residential area to my right across four lanes of traffic directly in front of the big red car. I had to put on the brakes.
Was it a big kangaroo?
It was massive.
Oh, and it wasn't massive, Troy.
It was big. Look, if it was standing full height, I'm about 6 foot four, it would have been looking at me eye to eye. It was that big.
Yeah.
I'm not talking a wallaby here. I am dead serious. This thing was huge. I had to pinch myself to ensure it was happening. Anyway, it bounded across the four lanes of traffic. I've slowed down onto the Prince Alfred College sports ground. And I thought, I wonder if I can get closer to this, because you know what it's like at the ABC. They're always wanting you to get content about everything.
Come on,
I could film this. Of course, it's heading down a dead-end street,
right,
and I can't access it from Melbourne Street. So I eventually get round there. I can't see anything. Wind down the window, I hear a rustling in the bushes, and there he is, just metres away from me. I start filming, but he is a very quick kangaroo, and before I know it, he's shot across over Melbourne Street and heading towards the intersection of O'Connell Street and Main North Road.
Wow.
I promise you, the texter and I won't be the only people that have seen this kangaroo this morning.
Well, that may be the case. But we've rung like 11 establishments in North Adelaide trying to track down whether they've seen the kangaroo to no avail. All going, no, didn't know about it, haven't seen it. What do you do in this situation? Because while it may not be unusual to see a kangaroo, it's probably not a safe environment for a kangaroo. Dr. Deb Kelly is a veterinarian. Hello, Deb.
Good morning, Sonia. Good afternoon, Sonia.
And in many of your roles, you've had to deal with these kinds of, I don't want to call it a rogue kangaroo, but sort of a kangaroo outside of its normal area. What should you do in this circumstance, Deb?
In most cases, leave them alone, because they know where they're going, they know where they've been, they've got their own little roadmap. And if you try and catch one, you can get yourself hurt and you'll panic it so that it can go straight into a car or into areas it shouldn't be and get tangled or hit and all sorts of things. So in most cases, the best thing to do is just let them go on their way and they'll find their own way out.
Now, I think this was before Troy saw it. At 8:45, we had someone reporting a kangaroo hopping across Main North Road in North Adelaide. Is it likely to be the same one?
It could be, but there are actually quite a few in the Adelaide metropolitan area. They come down through the linear park and the railway lines and the parklands are a great spot for them. So they all come out and feed sort of dawn and dusk. So you'll usually see them early morning, late afternoon. But it's uncommon enough to say, wow, what's that doing here? But it's certainly not rare. We've had them reported on East Terrace, all over the place. Our local oval every morning is covered in kangaroo pellets. We've never seen a kangaroo there.
Where do they go when they're not being seen like this? Because I think, like Troy, many of us would be going, well, that's unusual to see that in the middle of a city. But you're suggesting that it's relatively common.
Yes, but they don't come out when we come out, which is the main thing. They hide in bushes, in trees, in shady spots. And it's amazing how unobservant people are. You could walk fairly close to one and not even see it if it doesn't move. And it's in the dappled shadows. You probably wouldn't even see it. But they probably head back to the linear park and go back to the more remote areas as soon as it sort of gets light and busy and too many people and cars.
Okay. So, Deb, in your view, stay away from them. Leave them to themselves. You can't help them. They are best to guide themselves.
In general, I mean, there are exceptions. If it's posing a genuine risk, if it's stuck in the spot where it can't get out, then maybe call for a rescue or the RSPCA or somebody. But in general, just leave them alone and let them find their own way home.